From somewhere, this is the Fry Cook on Venus podcast. I am your host. My name is still Scott Anderson, and I am still a dreamer, a storyteller, a Renaissance man, and a nice guy trying to not finish last. And you, well, you are a lovely individual for checking out the program this week. I thank you so, so very much. And hey, if you'd like to continue to support the show, then please feel free to rate and or review the show, the podcast, the thing you're listening to right now in the world-famous iTunes store. And if you'd like to subscribe to the show so it comes to you free, and whenever it's uploaded, you can do so in iTunes or through the official BlackBerry Podcasts app. Hey, do you have friends? Like in life or on social media or imaginary ones? If so, please tell a friend to tell a friend to check out the show. And if you can, head on over to our website and click that big old like button for us over at thatcsaguy.podomatic.com. Ooh, we got a good episode of the podcast this week. I got to sit down with my friend Peter to chop it up and have one of my favorite recording sessions of this show to date. If you follow me on social media, then you might know Peter better by his online persona, Kickflip. My dude is a songwriter, musician, and all-around creative dude. And you know me, I fancy myself a fairly creative person. So when I tell you that he and I sat down with no specific theme in mind for this podcast, it shouldn't come as a surprise that we ended up talking for almost 2 hours. Trust me when I tell you, it was a good time. Quickly before I start, I gotta apologize to my guy Peter again. My bad about showing up half an hour late, even though I knew where we were recording. I don't want to admit to getting lost in downtown Toronto because I feel I know everywhere that there is to go there, but we recorded this at Canoe Landing Park and I knew the specific intersection and I knew which way I had to walk, and I knew I had to walk a couple of blocks to get there, but you see, the thing is, a couple of blocks isn't an actual number, so I legit just started turning in on random streets trying to find this big red canoe, and long story short, I was running on West Indian time. I mean, as hard as I try to fight showing up half an hour late to everything, it's just in my genetics, it's in the blood, you know? Also, I'll apologize to the listeners for the wind. We did record this outdoors, and it didn't even occur to me that wind would be a problem. I mean, the main thing I was trying to avoid was rain, because while I was walking there, I did feel a few drops, and I was kind of worried, but I think all in all, it came out okay. Finally, if you're not familiar with the current mayor of Toronto, the Honorable Rob Ford, please go to your favorite search engine and look him up. I mean, you can go there, try typing in Rob Ford timeline, and you'll just see all of his adventures. I mean, the best I could do to explain him right now is to tell you that the mayor of our city has been described as a cross between Homer Simpson from The Simpsons and Mayor Adam West from Family Guy. And in my mind, that's not far off. That's not much of an exaggeration. He's that dude. He means well, but the dude ends up in some situations. You'll hear about it as we go into the podcast. So without further ado, here's me, Peter, a.k.a. Kickflip. Sit back and enjoy. It's Fry Cook. And we are back on the podcast, and we are currently sitting. I can't even explain where we're sitting right now.
We're sitting by great, great big red canoe in the middle of Toronto.
If you've ever been to downtown Toronto, or driven on the famous Gardiner Expressway, famous for like collapsing while people are under it, famous for having traffic. You know the big red canoe.
The big red canoe.
And I'm sitting here with a man who I've literally just met, I don't know, 5 minutes ago?
5 minutes, seven, maybe.
Would you like to introduce yourself, sir?
Yeah, what's up, guys? I'm Peter. I'm also a rapper, songwriter, musician going by Kickflip. And I live in this great city of Toronto, and I know Scott on the internet since like 2008.
Was it 2008?
2008, because that's when I started making my first YouTube videos.
Yes.
The my wrestling predictions and my reactions.
When I was
12 years old, man.
And I remember you had the action figures too.
Yeah, man. I was so into it. I was like, I mean, it was my life at that point. I mean, I had other couple things going on, but that was it. Yeah. And then we had some similar interests, so that's what we,
And we vibed.
Yeah.
And it was cool. And here we are today, from YouTube to Facebook to Twitter.
We've been moving on.
And now we're here on iTunes or wherever you're listening to this beautiful podcast.
What's the other website?
Podomatic? I don't know anyone who actually listens on Podomatic.
I subscribed and it comes to me.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Like, I think I uploaded one episode and all of a sudden I was like number one on Podomatic. I'm like, there's nobody on this website except me.
Nice. Maybe you just have a big fan base there.
It's possible. Hopefully.
It'd
be nice.
It's possible.
If you're there, hey, leave a comment.
Shout out to
Podomatic. Y'all out there.
Yeah.
So we're out here at this canoe.
Looking at some construction. Condos popping up everywhere.
Now, hopefully you can hear us because we're pretty much beside a highway and a construction site.
Yeah.
Throwing down on this podcast. And what were we just... We were talking about something. Headphones.
Headphones.
Hopefully you're listening to this with a good set of headphones, because we don't know if you're going to hear. But I was telling Peter here, you want to be Peter or you want to be Kickflip?
Peter.
Who'd you like to be?
Kickflip is my more rappy name, man, for my songs. I mean,
oh, yeah?
I know you.
So we're on that level.
Because
I remember this one dude, he came up to me, and this one who was like, yo, CSA. It was the first time anybody ever called
me
that. And I stopped in the hallway I was in, and I was like,
whoa.
What? Is this real right now?
It's real life.
I was like, the internet's alive!
That's crazy.
I couldn't... It was weird.
I mean, Kickflip... My friends just call me Kickflip as a joke, and some people at school that I went to, they know I rap, so they'll be like, hey, yo, Kickflip, That's cool, but, with my friends and stuff, nobody's like, yo, Kickflip, come to my house.
That'd be awesome. So your mother does not call you Kickflip?
Nah, she doesn't call me Kickflip.
My mother started calling me CSA. I think that's a sign I gotta move.
That's a sign you gotta move on.
I'm like, alright, I'm leaving the nest. All right, so headphones. I hope you have a good pair of headphones.
Or a decent,
and
at least.
What kind of headphones are you rocking with?
I'm rocking with the Sonys from Future Shop for $25, and I got warranty on these. One of these broke now, but I'm going to go back, and I got, like lifetime warranty, so I'm going to just get new ones for free.
Lovely. That warranty stuff?
The warranty's awesome. It's like $10, too, and, these do break pretty easily, but now I don't have to buy any more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when I had to fix this computer. Like, I went to the Apple store. I didn't have no warranty. Fuck, it was terrifying. They're like, all right, if you want to change a hard drive, $180.
Yeah.
But you could do it yourself for like 50-something. So I was like, all right, cool. How do I do that? They go, you go find some random computer spot, and they'll do it. Or you can just go buy it at like Best Buy.
True.
So I was like, all right. So I went to the random computer spot. They didn't know how to fix a hard drive.
You serious?
The guy's like, oh, well, our Mac guy doesn't come in till later. I'm like, when's later?
I swear you can find YouTube videos for that, too. Just like...
Yeah, that's how I ended up fixing it.
Oh, okay.
It was like this one Asian guy. Shout out to him.
Yeah.
Walked me through the whole thing. Easiest thing ever. You just... It's like you flip it over, open it, and then just switch it.
That's super easy. That's a great platform for like learning stuff, man. Like, it's like doing software and stuff. I remember when I was like editing videos back in the day, just for fun even. I would just go and just watch tutorials and learn how to do stuff on different software. It's a great way to learn stuff.
I passed a university like math course thanks to YouTube.
Really?
Because there's this one guy, he's like a tutor. I think the course was like numerical analysis.
Wow.
I don't even know why I needed that.
That's crazy.
At the time.
That scares me.
I was doing like physics. Well, yeah, physics I guess you needed. But I switched to bio. So right now I definitely don't need it. And like at 2 o'clock in the morning while you're procrastinating with your work, like you don't have your professor.
True.
So at one point I just gave up, was like, I'm going to YouTube for this. If I find it, awesome. And there's this one dude in like the States who gives you the exact same lecture that your teacher does, just in better English.
Shit.
And I was like, word?
Wow.
Thank you, sir.
Better English, too. Wow.
Because I had some really foreign professors. Shout out to Ryerson, but some of y'all can't teach, man.
That's hilarious.
They got really bad.
But doesn't iTunes have, like, a university thing, too?
Yeah, they got, like, iTunes.
Swear, they should give out degrees for that. If you, like, go through all of it, like,
that's
program.
What I thought they did.
They should do something like that.
I downloaded it on, I think on, like, my mom's phone. I was like, what, Mom, let me get your iTunes for a sec. So I downloaded iTunes U. And I'm trying to figure, because if you beat a game in the game store, they'll tell you your high score. I'm like, if I pass a test, will it say I got higher than everyone else I know?
Yeah.
Because I wanted that. But apparently, no, you just get knowledge.
Yeah, you just get knowledge. I guess you can't expect too much. Maybe in the future, they do need some kind of university co-assignment then, just to give out a degree, don't they? They can't just give you, like, an iTunes degree.
Be like, here's...
Unless they make an iTunes university or college.
It's got to be, like, accredited or whatever.
Yeah, I guess.
But I had this one professor. He's like, in, like, 10, 15 years, universities are going to be done.
Really?
Like, it's all going to be online.
Wow. Oh, okay.
So, but this was, like, my computer's professor, so maybe he's biased.
Maybe he's a little biased.
So let's talk about your life.
My life.
Your entire life.
Damn, okay, I'm ready, I guess.
As we sit here and I hope it doesn't rain. Because we got like...
Okay. We got a couple drips, but...
So we're good.
Far, it seems fine.
Like, I don't think you guys realize how awesome the setting is right now.
Yeah.
We're literally outside in the most random place I may have ever been in. It's awesome.
This is where I walk my dog, this park, because, you know, I'm with my dog here all the time. So, you know, if you're ever in this park, try catching my dog, but, you know, don't pet my dog.
I've seen your dog. Yeah, I've seen your dog on Twitter.
Yeah, man. You know, the internet kind of knows my dog.
Yeah, see, his dog is quite the internet celebrity.
Yeah, of course.
Yo, my cousin got a dog yesterday, right?
For real? What kind of dog?
I think he got, like, a little Rottweiler.
Oh, shit, those are cool.
Right? Yeah. So, my sister comes home during the day. She's like, yo, I saw so-and-so at work. I can't put his name out because I don't know if his parents found out about the dog yet.
Yeah.
That's how low-key this was.
Wow.
So he goes to the mall and sees my sister. My sister's like, yo, you got a dog? He's like, yeah, I literally just got this like 10 minutes ago. So she's like, why did you just go randomly pick up a dog? He's like, well, I saw it on Kijiji last night. And I figured, hey, let me go get this dog.
You get dogs off Kijiji?
I didn't know you could do that.
I didn't know that either. What?
You can go get anything off Kijiji
that
right now.
That sounds like something you get off Craigslist a little more, but I didn't know Kijiji was that, you know, that sketchy kind of...
They're moving up the ladder, apparently.
Yeah?
I'm trying to get a lion cub next year, so if you have the hookup on Kijiji or Craigslist or wherever I got to go, I would like a lion cub.
That'd be nice.
So he's like...
Or we could print one maybe in the future with the 3D printers. That'd be cool.
I would do that.
I would do that.
There's like apparently this guy 3D printed a gun.
Yeah, I saw
apparently
that.
The gun works.
Yeah. I just don't want to print a cop or something, you know?
Nah. Like, my boy was like, get a 3D printer, then start printing 3D printers.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, that's
meta. That's
printception. Shit.
3D printception.
3D printception, yeah, right?
Next level.
That'd be insane.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll talk about you again.
I don't know.
So you're a rapper, you say?
I guess I'm a songwriter. Rapper, songwriter. I kind of sing. I'm sort of.
How'd you get into that? How'd you go from talking about action figures on YouTube?
Oh, it was all kind of
spitting it.
It was the internet, man. Like the first time I ever wanted to be an artist was like I was 10. That's when I wanted to perform or like do some kind of. I didn't like write much music, but I was really into acting and performing, and I did a lot of dancing and stuff. And
yeah.
I don't know. I was always been just kind of a performance person. And I remember when I was 10, I was like the Black Eyed Peas were the shit back then.
Yeah.
Back when they weren't completely terrible.
Before they lost their minds.
2005 Black Eyed Peas were still dope. So you know, I rocked to that, and I was always like, man, I want to be, you know, like the Black Eyed Peas, you know, like tour the world and stuff.
Yeah.
But then I just kind of, you know, got into like the internet and YouTube videos, and I always liked hip hop. Like I remember watching like. My brother played me Tupac when I was, like, 2 and 3. So, like, it's been in my life forever. But I don't know. I just kind of kept going with it and growing. And then I'd say the artist that made me really want to record was actually Lil Wayne.
Oh, what?
Yeah, because I was a kid, too. I started rapping when I was 12.
Which album? Which Wayne album was it?
Oh, man, for me.
Was it around the time where he took over the world?
Okay,
Because Wayne's era was right there.
That was
Wayne's peak, in my opinion.
That's when it was, but it wasn't the Carter 3 for me. For me, it was, like, the Carter 2, and a lot of his, like, mixtape tracks and the mixtapes, for me, were just, like, crazy. And just the way he did it, I don't know, I just really liked what he did and just his whole style and the weaving and the, you know, his voice and shit. And it just, I don't know, I was a kid and I admired him, and then I wanted to be like him, so I started rapping like him. Even you could, well, I took the songs down off my YouTube, but you could... That song's on there where I really sound like him, where I'm just like,
Yeah, there were a few now that I think about it.
Yeah, I was like 13, almost 14 when I was making those.
Yeah,
so he had a big influence on me, but eventually I grew out of it and I, you know, had my influences, but, you know, I still, you know, do my thing.
Wow, that was the best era for Wayne. That's where Wayne found Drake.
Yeah.
Between that Carter 2, Carter 3 era. Oh.
That was cool. The barbershop story section. And all that.
Yeah.
So Far Gone was recorded in that building mostly.
Where?
Right there. The one you see, like, covering the CN Tower.
Oh, that one right in front of me.
Yeah, a majority of it.
Word.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's where we're in the shadow of So Far Gone now.
So Far Gone. It's legendary Toronto music, and we're, you know, right beside it.
We should, can we talk about the Toronto scene for a second?
Oh, yo, let's do that.
When did we take over the world?
Oh, man.
Because I remember, I think I was in, like, 8th grade, 2001, 2002.
It's a while back.
And I was, like, looking on my window one day. I don't know, there was like a car going by or something. And I think the song was Big Black Lincoln Pimpin' Life.
Okay.
Which is like some, if you're from Toronto, you probably, if you're not from Toronto, you don't know what that record is.
I came to Toronto in 2003.
What?
Yeah.
So you might not even have that
one. I might not, because I immigrated here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But where are you from?
I'm Russian and Ukrainian.
Oh, all right.
I moved here from Ukraine because that's when I was living there.
Oh,
so I may have missed out on that.
Yeah.
And I was 8 when I moved here.
That was when like Flow was just popping off, 2001.
Oh,
it was just coming in new. This is before Flow lost their minds
Yeah.
and became just another station. Used to be
like
hip-hop, R&B, and,
like, man, people
you'd have
like
reggae, them. You'd have soca, and they'd have the most heavy Toronto influences. True. If you were a Toronto artist, then you were going on floor
first.
They
fired a bunch of their staff a couple years ago.
I remember that day.
Yeah.
That was a big day
change.
For me.
That was the change. Yeah.
And it was a sad day. But back in the day, I'm looking out the window listening to Flo, Big Black Lincoln, Pimpin' Life, and I remember thinking to myself, man, wouldn't it be crazy if Toronto was as big as, like, Atlanta? Because Atlanta was the biggest thing in the world at the time. Like, this was around, like, when Bone Crusher dropped that one Never Scared record.
It's so huge, though.
I was like, man, I wish we could be like Atlanta. Fast forward to 2013. I think we surpassed Atlanta. We might have. We got to be on the same level.
I think we're definitely either we're there right now or getting there, you know?
We're in a different lane.
We're in a different lane for sure. Yeah. Atlanta is a more, like, hip-hop-based city. Like, people, like, acts come out of there and they get big just off being bigger in Atlanta. You know? Like, Rich Homie Quan, you got coming out right now. All those people, Trinidad James. All those people came out of Atlanta first.
Yeah.
You know, but, like, in Toronto, we don't really have that. But, like, talent speaking, we do have the talent, you know?
Yo, our roster, our city, I'd put them up against anyone.
Anything.
Like, anywhere in the world.
We're, like, for real, we're really underrated, but some people know what's up. Like, DJ Semtex, he was talking about Toronto, how dope it is, man. We got hella artists. We got Young Guru.
Yes.
We got the producers. With Toronto, man. He's working with Rich Kid right
Shout
now.
Shout out to Rich Kid.
Shout out to Rich Kid, man. I met Rich Kid like a week ago at the Steam Whistle Brewery.
Oh, yeah. You there, right?
Yeah. Slava had an open interview, and I came through. I met Rich Kid. I met Slava. They're really cool dudes. Rich Kid gave me a free copy of his new instrumental tape.
Oh, yeah? So that was instrumentals.
Yeah,
go pick that up.
It was really dope.
Go pick up We On Some Rich Kid Shit Volume 7, too.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, that's what I forgot to download today. Because today, before I came down here, I went to my old university. Where, other than studying, all I did was download mixtapes.
Nice.
I'm like, let's use their data instead of mine at home, right? Yeah. Shout out to Ryerson for providing like half my music collection. And the one thing I forgot to download was the Rich Kid tape. Ah, damn. All right, but next time.
He's moving, though. He's got Casey Veggies on there. He's really like...
Yo, he's like, I remember like Volume 1. Yeah. It was like straight up underground Toronto guys. You look at it now? Wow, Rich Kid's doing it.
It's coming up, man. And like... I mean, we even have our own sound now. Like, it's not
we have that sound,
Like, at first, you know, Toronto, if you think about it, it was, like, Cardinal Official and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, we had more even, like, street sound. But now, after Drake and 40, I think we're starting to develop a little bit more of that, like, underwater.
Like, that's the only way to describe it, right?
Underwater. Sound like it's in the next room. And muted drums and, you know, and all that. And I think a big part of that was, like, 40 and Drake. And I think The Weeknd just took it to the next level, too.
Man. When The Weeknd blew up.
The Weeknd, that was like, Toronto was a crazy place, man.
I remember people on the internet, they would be like, yo, I just heard about this Weeknd guy. Artist from Toronto. What do you know about him?
Yeah.
And legit, I was just learning about The Weeknd, too.
It was crazy.
I was like, oh, yeah, he been around here.
I ran into him the other day.
You got to be in the scene, though.
Yeah.
Oh, it's awesome. Like, when you go out of town and tell people you're from Toronto, they always be like, yo, so you seen Drake around?
You're like, yeah. Man, I hang out with him all the time.
Every time I'm up on Yorkville. Yeah, man. Like,
I do know a kid that went to private school in Yorkville and he saw Drake up there.
Word?
So it is possible you can, you know, see him up there.
I feel like every person you know in the city is probably like four people away from knowing Drake.
Yeah.
It's not even hard.
True. That's very true, everybody. But even like, Toronto has like a really big, you know, just kind of its own like little hip hop scene and the people doing their own thing. Not even just like artists, but has a bunch of, you know, their own managers. Like, we got Music College, you know, Travis Music College and stuff that people come out of. And there's a lot of stuff going on, like, not even, like, within the stuff that, you know, people outside the city know about, but there's a lot of stuff brewing, like, really inside.
We're bubbling, man.
Yeah, man.
Like, I remember a time where you couldn't do, like, the thought of making it from Toronto, that's a pipe dream.
Yeah.
Now, there's so many things bubbling.
The door is
whether
open.
You want to be music, you want to be in fashion, you want to act, go ahead, be an actor.
That, like, we're really moving up in the world. Like, Toronto's the number one most developing city in the world right now. We got, like...
As we sit in this construction area...
And if you come here and you take, like, a stroll around downtown enough, for a couple of days, you'll realize how many construction projects we have. Number one. More than New York, Dubai, anything.
I think we have, like, the most cranes...
Right now.
Working in the world.
Yeah, it's crazy right now. So it's really transforming. And with the transformation is, you know, the music is developing too.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's an exciting time right now. And I'm really glad to, you know, be a part of it in a way and try to, you know, be a bigger part of it in the future. Hopefully.
Yeah, you know, as an artist, definitely in the scene.
I mean,
you gotta be.
I make my music and, you know, I know some people that are, you know, deeper in the scene.
Yeah.
You know, but, and, you know, I'm still young. Like, I just turned 18.
For sure.
So I just finished high school, so I still feel like I have time to progress, and I really do want to do that, you know.
Yeah, if, yo, coming out of high school and you're making moves, coming out of high school, I didn't know what I was doing in life.
Man, I'm...
Not to say I know what I'm doing in life now, but yo,
grad school.
Just the thought of, like, living, coming out of grade 12.
It's exciting. It's an exciting time for me, you know. There's a lot of uncertainty. At times, it's scary. Sometimes I'm like, holy shit, I'm going to screw up and I'm going to end up homeless or something. I don't know. You
I think that was me. I never got past that. I was like, well, that's life.
You're not homeless right now, though, so I mean, you're pretty good, I think.
I passed a few homeless people today. I'm doing better than them.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, but, you know, sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm really hopeful, and I'm like, oh, yeah. I can do it.
So, you got options.
Yeah, you know, but even if it doesn't exactly work out for me in some way, I still think I can, you know, achieve something where I could be happy doing it, you know?
Yeah, at 18, yo, you got plenty of time to do legit anything you want.
True.
At 30, then maybe you got some work to do.
Got a little less time.
Yeah, then... Even at 30, you may have some time.
You say you're never too old to, like, try new things and do new stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like, maybe gymnastics won't go for you when you're, like 30, but...
Like, at 30, it might be too late to be an astronaut.
Yeah.
Like,
but
keep that
up. But if you want to start, like, a clothing store, you could try.
Yeah, you could pull that off.
If you're not happy doing what you do.
There are plenty of dudes who get into clothing. You ever watch the show How to Make It in America?
Oh,
the
greatest, I love that show, man. Bro. I've seen both seasons.
I only saw season two.
Oh, man. You haven't seen season one?
Nah.
Wait, season two's kind of better, but season one is really cool because, you know, they got that foundation.
Yeah.
But you should watch season
one. I got to pick that up.
Yeah, it's canceled, though. You know it's canceled.
Yeah, it broke my heart. When I was
so
I watched season two go down. I picked up the mixtape. I'm like, oh, I wonder what season three is coming up. Then they're like, show ain't coming back.
I heard
like,
the CW was thinking about picking it up, though, but I don't know if anything really worked out.
Nah, I don't know if I want it on the CW.
Yeah.
CW got some shows that I do not mess with.
What's on the CW?
Exactly. What is on the CW?
I don't know.
I think they have, like, Supernatural.
Oh, okay.
And
I only
know the name of that show because I've seen people talk about it.
I never watched it, though.
Shout out to Kid Cudi.
Shout out
to
Kid Cudi, man.
He was great on that show.
Yeah, he was dope, especially second season. First season, not on as much, but second season was pretty cool. That was a cool-ass show.
My man, he sold weed / he was also a dog walker.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's perfect, man. He sold it to, like... Upper West Side, New York people. It wasn't even, like, trapping or anything.
Yeah.
It was just, like, really, literally just, like, soliciting.
Yeah, it's just, hey, he was making it. He was making it in America.
He was making it in America. It's however you do, you know?
And we're going to make it here in Toronto.
For sure.
Oh, man. So we
making it in Canada.
How to make it in Canada.
How to make it in Canada.
If that show would come on, they put it on the CBC and no one would watch it.
It's like Lakeshore. What happened to Lakeshore?
Yo, you know about that too, right? I'm just glad it's not me who heard about that show.
I think you showed it to me on Twitter 2 years ago, man.
Yeah. So apparently, for those of you who've ever seen the show Jersey Shore, our beautiful city, Toronto, is situated on a lake.
Which
we can see from here. We're really in the heart of the city. We can see everything from here. Like, right there is the Rogers Center where the Blue Jays lose.
The
CN Tower. We can see everything.
Expensive food is sold.
Love it.
Yeah.
Anyways, Lakeshore was going to be the Toronto version of Jersey Shore, where they take, like, a more multicultural cast and just do the same fuckery.
Yeah, they had interviews and everything.
There was a cast.
It was terrible. But
and, like, I think I was friends with the show on Facebook.
Really?
Because I was like, yo... I'm going to be on season two of that show.
Oh, yeah.
I can pull that shit up.
You can want to try it out. Yeah.
Like, at least go on YouTube and put up an audition video.
Man, you should have done it. I would have supported your campaign. Vote for Scott.
Yo, put me on. Put me on. I will be the most stereotypical Guyanese dude ever.
Nice.
I'd start wearing gold everywhere with a flag hanging out of my back pocket.
Perfect.
Every day would be Carabana.
Represent for your community.
It'd be beautiful.
Yeah.
And that show just never materialized.
Yeah,
I think it just happened. It just disappeared.
Where would they even do it? You can't even swim in the lake. I mean, unless they do it on, you know, the island, I guess.
I think if you swim in that lake, you die.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. I seen a dude jump in it, though. He was standing
It
was March. Listen, it was March.
Oh, shit.
It was March, and this dude was in, like, Speedos. Not even kidding. It was by Harbor Front, and the dude was just standing there. He, like, took a breath. Jumps in, takes a dip, jumps out, and he walks out, and I was like, okay.
He just walks out like it's nothing?
Nah, he was like, oh, I'm cold, but he just dipped, and I was like, okay, that dude has E. coli now.
Yeah, you're gonna die.
Yeah.
Why would you do that to yourself?
I don't know.
Oh,
you can swim on the Toronto Island. They got blue beaches that are like nice, but but not around here.
Around here, no, no.
I wish we could. It would be beautiful. I could just walk outside, walk across the street, and just jump.
That'd be amazing.
But no.
Like
no,
sometimes I walk on Harborfront, just look into the water, and be like, nope,
nope,
nah.
It's better from a distance.
Yeah,
you know?
It's better
like,
from like where we are.
Yeah,
it's cool.
It's beautiful.
But if you go too close, and then that spray hits you,
oh, yeah,
you're gonna grow
or
a third eye.
By the edges, you look down by the edges where it collects.
It's not
that nice.
Like I think the cure for cancer is at the bottom.
Probably.
But ain't nobody going to the bottom because you're gonna get cancer
I'm
and
sure,
die before you.
I feel
you
like
reach
we have radioactive sharks down there now.
Yeah. Yo, did you see Sharknado?
Oh, from Shark Week. Oh man, I heard about it, but I didn't watch Shark Week this week.
Yo,
this
I was
yet.
Talking about it. Like,
tell me about it.
It was like we were talking about it at work while I clearly work hard.
Yeah.
Because I'm talking about Sharknado. These guys, they didn't believe it. So this other guy walks in, he's like, yeah, Sharknado's on tonight.
I forgot about that.
Oh, like, it is not as bad as I thought it was going to be, but it's certainly not good.
Wait, so was it like a three-headed shark or something?
No, there's like this, so they're in LA, and there's this tornado.
Of sharks?
No, yeah, there's this tornado just bubbling out of the ocean. I didn't know tornadoes could start over the ocean. Thought that was hurricanes.
Okay.
But whatever, apparently there's a special breed of tornado. All
right.
So it comes over, and it somehow passes over this big-ass school of sharks. And the sharks get picked up in the tornado.
No way.
And these tornadoes, there's at least three of them by the end of the movie. They're just coming around LA. And what the main character is like, this dude from like old school 90210. He's not Luke Perry and he's not Brandon Walsh. He's the other guy with the curly hair.
Oh, man.
I forget his name. And he's like, all right, what we gotta do is make some like homemade bombs. Start bombing this tornado with sharks. And let me spoil it. You want me to spoil the movie for you?
Okay.
Because I don't want you to, like,
go
watch it and be disappointed.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Because I can hold it in. You might want to watch it. It's what the internet's for.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm indecisive about things like this.
I say go for it. Like, find it. Like.
All right, I'll watch. I won't
you'll
get
see
the spoil.
It?
I won't get if it. Because I was told, I heard about it. And at first, I thought you were talking about Shark Week or something. But no.
Yeah.
I heard about this,
it's,
too.
Yeah.
It sounds crazy. And I do like the sharks. So I'm going to take a step.
This will make.
Step.
As he steps away from the computer. He's gonna go. Go for it. Yep. There you go. Yeah. 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 He's on the way. He's on the way.
All right, good.
No sharks over there, right?
No sharks.
Sweet, sweet.
No, not over there.
But yeah, that movie will make you like sharks and maybe hate humans.
I kind of have... already have some of that.
Yeah.
If you tap into it.
Yeah, people are weird.
People aren't that great. You know, we're cool, but we're not. You know, we got
people
a lot of negative aspects to us.
They're like good people and they're bad people. And then there are people you see on public transit. You see that Segway? You see that Segway?
Perfect.
What?
Oh my God.
Bro.
Yo, you tell me you're not rusty at all.
Yo,
it's
I'm
like you've
this.
Been doing this.
Like,
right?
Me and you have known each other probably half an hour at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good.
Pretty good.
The canoe is.
The canoe?
It's my muse.
Nice, you gave me a speech for a bit. That's cool. No, but it, yeah. Man, I used to commute. Well, I'm done now because I had to. My school, let me break this down.
Yeah.
I live downtown. My school is all the way in the west, like literally on the border of Mississauga and Etobicoke. That's where I went.
Which is way west from the city.
Way west. So, like.
As far west as you can go.
Exactly,
still being surrounded.
Pretty much, yeah. Without going, like, north to Rexdale.
Yeah.
So,
God forbid you end up in Brampton, where I live.
Oh, okay.
If you end up there,
you live
in
Brampton?
Too far. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Exactly. I accept your condolences. That sucks, right?
Yeah.
It's terrible. There's nothing to do out here.
Yeah, that's what my friend who lived in Brampton before, he moved to, like, that's almost the same western part of Etobicoke that's almost near Mississauga. And he says it's much better than Brampton.
Right.
And it's not even, like, nice there.
It's like 5 minutes away, and it's so much better than Brampton.
Yeah, well, anyway, I had to commute. It took me an hour, and my commute was broken down like this. 20 minutes on a streetcar, 20 minutes on a subway, 20 minutes on a bus.
Yeah.
So I got a bit of everything, right?
Yeah.
And, I mean, I would just see the craziest things. And after a while, like... the last 4 or 5 months of me commuting, I would just get so angry on that streetcar or the subway.
People, man. Yeah.
They're the worst, man. Like, you just see how, like, inconsiderate everyone is. I don't know, man.
It's like people hate everybody when they get on the bus.
And I don't even know why, but I don't know if I looked for more or if, like, it really happened, but there's, like, a concentration of these people doing these, like, terrible things in those last, like,
six or five months
of me. Maybe I was just fed up with school, and I was like, oh, I hate life.
Yeah.
I was angry, but, man, like, just...
I think once the weather gets better, people stop giving a fuck.
Yeah, man, for sure.
It's
That's
like,
it. That's it, man. They just throw their bags over the seat, you know, like... you know, there's even a Tumblr dedicated to it. Like,
oh, I believe it. Yeah. Shout out to Tumblr for being the greatest thing ever.
It's cool, man. Like, what is it called? Your bag doesn't need a
seat.
Yeah, maybe? something like that. I don't know. But
something
anyway,
along those lines.
Anyway,
yeah.
They take pictures of people with, you know, doing that thing where they put their bag on an empty seat on a crowded shuka. And let me say this. It's kind of okay if it's not crowded and it's late. And,
exactly.
You know, that's different. You got to use common sense and just be aware of these unwritten rules.
Yeah.
It's not that hard. And, you know, it just makes everyone's day a little bit easier.
It really is common sense. Don't put your feet up when there are people standing.
Exactly.
Like I went from taking the GO train, which is like our commuter train, which is like from city to city. That's where this train/buses run.
That's comfortable.
It's really nice. Oh, I love it. They got really nice cushioned seats. It's a little more expensive, so you know that there's a certain class of people that ain't getting on it, which is usually me. Shout out to mom for helping me afford that.
On the TTC, it's crackheads, though,
TTC,
but they still get in. They still get on.
TTC, Brampton Transit, that orange thing they got in Mississauga.
Yeah, what is it? They have a different one now. I think it's me. It's some next level one.
Something like
we,
that.
We, me, I don't know.
But that's that regular every spot in the city bus. And now I'm back on that. Man, people don't care about anything, man.
I don't know. It's different. Some people, you can tell that they, you know, they're in the same mindset as us, and they're aware, and they're just like, you know, they do this, but I don't know. Some people, I feel like they know, but they just don't care.
Yeah, it's like...
And that's what, like, really irritates me.
I went to work today. Forget all y'all.
Yeah.
It's like, we all went to work today.
Yeah, we all, you know, this is, you know, we're all struggling trying to get home. Like, why should you, you know... Like, I think it's okay to have, like, a sort of competitive spirit to, to the commute, like, to seats. Not, like, pushing people, but, like, I know where's the spot to stand at to be right by the door.
Yeah,
so I always
get
my seat, but it's not like me pushing people. I just know where to stand.
Yeah.
It's just me being clever, you know. But you know, there's a difference, and there's a line you can't cross. You know,
For
sure.
No, I think we should list the unwritten rules right now, off the top.
Yeah.
You don't put your feet up.
Don't put your feet up.
You don't put your bag on the seat either.
Yeah. On the seat side, on the next to you, and then don't clipping toenails.
Don't
or fingernails.
That?
Oh, yo, of course. I've seen that.
I'm just glad it's not me.
Three times, man. On the streetcar in the morning. No, 7 a.m. When you're on the street, you're in the bathroom streetcar, it's crazy. You see crackheads getting their morning fix. Like, literally commuting to it. And you see people going to work, like regular people. And then you see, like, just weird-ass people. Like, what are they doing with their life? Just clipping fingernails and toenails on the streetcar at 7 a.m., man. It's just weird.
I mean, there's also an unwritten rule that says you should maintain your cuticles.
Well, yeah.
But that's not the place to do
That's not the place to do it.
Like, don't...
What else is there?
They are all escaping me. Try not to... If you're going to have a conversation that makes you sound like a crazy person... Try not to do it so loud.
Attract attention.
Like, I don't...
Or like you said, you
overheard. This dude clearly talking about how he beat his wife last night. And she ended up running back to her parents' house. So the next day, while he's sitting in front of me on the bus, don't know why I want to do this in front of me. I got a podcast. He should know better.
Yeah.
He was like, you got to send her back because it's wrong that she ran back to her parents. Like, he's clearly going to beat his wife again. Don't tell me that.
Yeah, man, you can't do that.
Actually, better than that, don't beat your wife.
Yeah, in the first place, man. Like, fix your shit.
Think about that shit.
What else? One time, this is crazy.
Yeah.
This is one of the craziest times. I was coming, I don't remember where it was, but I was at like some party or something, and I stayed over, and I was coming home, and I'm like, sideways.
Yeah.
And I'm standing there, I'm like, looking at this dude, and he's just grilling everyone like crazy.
Yeah.
And he's just like, listening to some crazy house music, and he's just like, looking at everyone like crazy. And then he's like, someone just takes a kind of a look at him too, you know, back, and he just starts going like, hey, what the fuck, man? What are you looking at? What's
the worst?
But, and it was crazy though, because it wasn't just like some dude who was like hostile, he was just like, he was on drugs, first of all, but he wasn't, it wasn't, like, a nice guy on drugs. It was funny, though, because after he yelled at, like, four people for just looking at him, and, like, yo, you want to go, like, literally fight inside a banana station.
In the station?
Yeah.
Yes.
He just takes out a white capsule full of white powder. I'm assuming it was, like, it could have been, like, anything, but, and he just pops it right there.
What?
Yeah, standing on the, the streetcar's right in front of him. And he's just waiting for the doors to open. And he just takes it out, rubs it, and just pops it right in front of everyone.
Good
job. Right after he threatened to, like, kill about five people. So
did he get better or worse after he popped
it? Oh, no. He just sat there and just stared at people in the streetcar, but nobody would look at him because he'd keep, you know, yelling at people.
He might kill you.
I think he was maybe coming down off some molly or something, and he needed to, you know, re-up off of it. So maybe by the time I hit him, he already got off.
Holy hell.
It was, I know. You just see a lot of weird stuff.
Yeah, there'd be some weird people on the train.
For sure.
There are weird people in the city. Speaking of drugs.
Oh, yeah.
How about our mayor?
Oh, ha-ha.
Yo, he definitely smoked crack, right?
I don't know, man.
I love him. Rob Ford, if you're listening to this, and I believe you do, because I don't know what you do during the day.
Oh, yo, I know what he does.
Yo, he had to have done it, yo.
Honestly, it's something I want to believe.
But I haven't seen the tape.
I haven't seen the tape, and I want to be... And the dudes, the Somali dudes who had the tape went AWOL.
Yeah, they're gone.
So, I mean... And they raised the money, too. And yeah. They donated, but I mean... I didn't donate to it or anything, but I just... It was an interesting little thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it blew over, kind
of. If you're not in the city and don't know about this, you gotta...
People knew, though, because, like, it was pretty big news.
This was
like,
probably the biggest thing on the internet.
Yeah,
I remember Rob Ford made the Daily Show.
Yeah, oh,
if you make the Daily Show.
He did make the Daily Show. And that picture of him with those...
With all them dudes, yeah.
That was my cover photo on Facebook for, like, 3 months. Yo, it is crazy, but, I mean, it's possible. I mean, that picture looks hella real, though.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, oh, shit. What'd he do? Because he did it.
Yeah. And he looks pretty. He looks all, like, red and sweaty.
And he looked messed up.
The dude on the right got shot. He's dead now.
Yeah, one of the dudes in the picture posing with our mayor.
The other dudes probably got arrested because Zixon got raided. So.
Yeah, I remember Rob Ford a couple weeks ago. He tried to go to the jail late night.
He did?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, I didn't
So Rob Ford, our possibly crack-smoking mayor.
Possibly. Allegedly.
Allegedly. He may be innocent. Again, I love the dude. Shout out to him. I want to get him on his podcast.
Yo, that would be great.
Because, yo, he gives out his cell phone number.
Really?
Yeah, back when he was running. He was like, yo, here's my personal line. If anybody needs to get me for anything.
You should have done that at his barbecue. Remember that barbecue?
Yeah. Oh, I could have got him and his brother, Dougie Fresh.
Should have done that. Oh, I heard that he trafficked hash back in the day.
Apparently, he was a dealer.
Oh,
if you look at him to this day, he still rocks a gold chain under his suit.
Real?
Look at him when he does an interview.
Yo, the Ford boys are trappers out here in Toronto.
Yo, about how we're in these streets. Nah, the mayor.
Well,
we say the mayor runs this city.
And this isn't even hash now. This is like hash in the 70s, 80s. You can get this in Toronto easy, man.
He's bringing it in.
That's connect.
Dougie Fresh knows what
plugs.
He's doing, man. How do you think they got to the level they're at?
Yeah.
Not by running the label company.
No.
That's a front. Allegedly.
That's a front. Allegedly. This is all allegedly.
Allegedly.
What if we don't wake up tomorrow? If we're dead by the time this is out? Maybe.
Then I hope they'll at least have fixed the TTC.
Yeah.
By the time they have time to assassinate
have the
us.
Maybe they'll have streetcars on Spadina by then.
Goodness.
That would be nice.
Hopefully they fix Bay in front. Because I was trying to walk through that construction.
Oh, it's crazy there, man. Everything. King and Spadina is under construction.
Everywhere's bad.
It's everywhere. There's no streetcar on Queens Quay either.
What?
Yeah. It's just a bus.
Mess.
It has been like that for like a year now, man.
The whole city's a mess.
It's just construction.
It's like... Like I heard somebody say, Toronto's gonna be a beautiful city if we ever finish building it.
Yeah,
and it's the truest thing.
I think it's already a beautiful city.
Oh, we're great.
But I think like we're taking it to the next level. And when it's gonna be the next level, it's gonna be crazy.
Like from the 5 places I've been around the world, there's really nowhere else I'd rather be than right here. I didn't tell the jail story.
Holy shit.
Okay,
we're going off track.
Shout out to tangents. The mayor who allegedly does some crazy stuff.
Right.
Was one day late night. This was around the same time he showed up drunk to Taste of the Danforth,
which is
our Greek festival.
Yeah.
So, apparently this one night, the jail has visiting hours.
Yeah.
Normal people go to. After visiting hours, our mayor shows up.
Oh.
And he's like, yo, can I get a tour around this place?
Just like that.
He just wants a tour around the jail.
What
like,
jail was this?
I don't remember.
Was it like, because there's a jail in Mimico.
That might have been it.
That's like the big one, I think.
I think so.
Right.
Apparently I know a dude in there. So keep your head up.
All right, keep your head up. Free
that dude.
Free Rob's homie.
Yeah, that's basically where it goes. Because after he asked for the tour, he's like, yo, is there any chance I could go talk to one of my boys? He's like, I know a guy in here. Can I go see him?
That's crazy.
And the guards are like, no. What do you think this is? And Rob Ford, who runs the city, he thought he could get in.
Yo, he doesn't know, like, basic mayor things.
I love how he refuses to get a driver, because he's like, I don't want to waste taxpayer money.
And then he reads a book while driving.
Yeah, and then he, like, reads, and, like, if you take a picture of him, he'll give you the finger while he's driving.
Yeah, and his football team in Rexdale?
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently, you know, he had conflict of interest with that. And when they asked him why you funded your own team, he's like, oh, I just didn't know.
I didn't know
you couldn't take taxpayer dollars and fund my team.
Like,
sorry.
My bad. I got to plead ignorance on that one.
Exactly. I mean, I guess he's smart for that.
Simple things where you any politician should be able to, like, you think he has people who tells him this thing.
But his staff is, like, gone now.
Oh, his staff bailed on him when the crack video allegedly
before served. That, they were still there. So, you know, you got to question them, too, I
guess. Yeah, he was still doing crazy stuff.
Nah, man,
I miss when he was just trying to, like, lose weight every week.
Yeah.
And everyone was just making fat jokes.
Yeah, and the barbecue. I heard about, you know, the barbecue.
Yeah, every month. Not every month. Every summer, he throws, like, a barbecue.
Yeah.
And I think before he was married, he did it. In like his mom's house, or maybe like in his house,
some big house, man.
And everybody could come over. But now he's like renting out parks. So if you want to go, chill with our mayor on like a moon bounce
park barbecue,
it's
hit it up.
He could do that.
You know, he's apparently arm wrestling Hulk Hogan.
I saw that just now while I was at
Ryan's.
I didn't
read
it.
What is he doing? Like, why?
That's the mayor. He's putting this on the map.
First, I mean, okay, that's cool, but like.
Why? Who told him to do that?
Like, what kind of... I mean, it's just surprising. This is what our politicians are doing these days. I don't know. But, I mean, what is he... I don't think he's, like, a muscular dude.
No,
Hulk Hogan, I mean, he's been, like...
Hulk Hogan has
been ripped forever.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan was famous for... What was his line? The 24-inch python.
Yeah.
And
he slammed Andre the Giant.
He slammed Andre.
Yeah, so, I mean, you can't just... I don't know. I think Rob Ford is just, like, fat.
He's just a big dude.
I don't know, man. Maybe he's got, like... You know how, like, some bigger dudes that have, like, undercover crazy strength?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, because you never know. You know, it varies. He might be, you know, crazy.
I believe he's a little...
He could be.
I don't know.
If he's smoking crack, or works out in Dixon.
He's gonna... Yo, yeah. Shout out to Rob Ford, man.
Yeah. Man.
We got certain people in this city that are just... doing their thing and giving us some notoriety.
Just certain characters, Toronto characters.
Rob Ford is right up there with all of them.
Yeah, for sure.
Have you seen Drake's album cover?
Oh, yeah.
What was that?
Man, that's weird.
I don't know. Like, I don't doubt Drake.
Yeah.
I don't doubt anything he does. He's that dude.
He's that dude. Drake is an important person for the city, and I think it's counterproductive to hate on him if you're from Toronto.
I hate when people get on him for the stupidest shit.
Love his music, you gotta admire what he's doing. Yo, the last OVO Fest was crazy. It was big.
Every single OVO Fest.
Yeah, every single one. He's just been getting bigger, and he's putting us on.
That wasn't happening in Toronto before.
Nah, man.
So you gotta shout out dude for that.
Yeah, but the cover, man. I mean,
that's an odd cover.
It's an odd cover. I don't think...
It looked like something that came off of the, you know, the Tumblr site, the hip-hop coloring book?
Hip-hop coloring book? Nah.
It's a hip-hop coloring book.
On Tumblr?
Yeah.
It's like a chat...
It's like...
Blog.
Yes,
right.
Yes. I should know that.
Yeah,
wow.
Blog.
But anyways, it's like every week they'll come up with like, here's a picture of Waka Flocka.
Oh, yeah, they draw hip-hop artists?
Yeah, it's like, here's a Nicki Minaj, match the number to the color. It's kind of dope.
Okay, that's
cool.
I think I actually have seen those. Yeah.
That's what Drake's album cover looks
like. Yeah. But, this hip-hop blog from Toronto posted, like, this thing of the baby photos for album covers. And they were like, Drake? Yeah, I retweeted it, and I was like, is Drake going for a classic? And I was like, a baby picture doesn't make you classic. It doesn't suggest a classic album. Carter 3 is on there. I think Carter 3 is a cool album.
It was
good. I don't think it's a classic.
I don't rank it up there with Illmatic.
And Illmatic and...
Was it Ready to Die?
Ready to Die, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't you blank on that?
And there was the one Game album. Remember, there was a Game album with the baby.
Yeah.
Game ain't put out a classic album ever.
I mean, it's just like a thing now that they try. I feel like it's kind of pushed now. I don't know if that's his intention, but that's what that blog made it seem to be.
But Drake is Drake.
Drake is Drake. I mean, you make fun of Drake for his, you know, for
like
everything.
Like, the guy gets heat for the stupidest shit.
Yeah, for the stupidest things.
Like, I'd be like, yo, you hear the new Drake song? And someone would be like, yo, you know he's Jewish.
You know he's...
What does that have to do with anything?
Whoa.
This was a good album. Yeah, but you know he's like not from like the hood part of Scarborough.
Nah, he's from Forest Hill.
So? I don't care. Good for him.
You know he was on Degrassi, right?
Yes.
That's good for him, man. I would do that. If right now somebody was like, yo, you want to be on Degrassi, Peter? I'd be like, hell yeah.
Why not? I'll get money.
You know?
Sir.
It's cool, man. You can't hate on the dude.
It's like, what was the one Chaos record? Crap Bucket?
Yeah.
That's exactly what the city is. You can't make it out of here. Everybody in the city is going to pull you down. Until one person in the States co-signs you, and then they all knew you when you were nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, I know Drake. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I feel like
it's changing a little bit now, but, like, we definitely hated ourselves. Like, we just, like,
came
back to that.
That's how we got the name Screwface Capital.
Yeah, Screwface Capital, man.
You can't be anybody in the city until somebody from out of the city is like, I like it.
And that's, like, we're still Screwface Capital, but you see, like,
But I think
I feel like it's coming up.
I think we've got a reputation.
Yeah.
Where people start to trust
the Toronto
brand. We have a lot of dope
producers
now, yeah.
now, and like coming out. We got Wonder Girl was on Jay-Z's album.
Oh man, when she dropped that beat,
big, man.
She owned the internet for like an hour.
Yeah, for sure.
And everyone's like, "Yo, you know this one kid from like Toronto was on the
like,
Hove album."
16.
I think my dad put me onto that.
Really?
He was like, "Yo, you know that kid's from Brampton, right?" I'm like, "What kid?" The one on the Jay-Z album. I'm like, "Why do you know Jay-Z has an album?"
Your dad's on it.
Yo,
man.
My mom was giving Jay-Z hell yesterday.
Why?
Because we're listening to Holy Grail in the car.
Oh.
And she just kissed
that
her. She kissed her teeth and she's like, "Yo, I can't believe they put Jay-Z on this track just to go over and over." I'm like, "No, but this is Jay-Z's track." And she was like stunned. She was like, "Really? But Justin Timberlake kills him on this." I'm like,
that's how I feel about Crew Love on Take Care.
Oh, yeah.
That was originally a weekend song, too.
It should have stayed a weekend song.
It should have stayed.
But when I went to Oshiega, Montreal, when that beat dropped, we were leaving the weekend stage.
I'm so jealous you went to that, man.
Yo, I don't know if you know what the setup is like. The main stages are right next to each other.
Okay.
They just got two big old stages. And Weekend was on one.
Okay.
And we knew his time was running up. And we knew Florence and the Machine was on the next stage. I was like, I really hope they do the Shake It Out remix.
That would
be fly.
That's crazy.
So I think one of the last songs, as we're leaving to try to get in front of the other stage, he drops Crew Love. I stop exactly where I am. I'm like, excuse me, I gotta take my nose off the keyboard for a sec. I'm singing all the words of this. I thought Drake was going to show up, but then he didn't. I'm like, well, I got to hold down for the city right now, right?
Still, yeah, you got to hold down for Drake.
Oh, man. I'm just screaming the words at the top of my lungs,
that
surrounded
crazy,
by a bunch
man.
Of Quebecois people. I'm like, y'all can't judge me right now. I'm from the 416.
This is me.
I got to do it for the city. I'm putting on.
Yo, man.
That's
awesome, man. I never got to go to a week. Yo, I tried to go to a weekend show, but I never got in. I don't know if you've heard that. If you know the story, you probably don't. But anyway, I would try to go, and it was 19 plus.
Yeah.
I was 17 at the time. I'm still not 19, but I got fake IDs.
Word.
From the place on Yonge Street that got shut down, actually.
Yes, I'm familiar with that place.
Yeah, right from that place.
Yeah.
I got that. I got IDs with my friend, and we went down. We, got tickets, everything.
Yeah.
We're ready. We got our camo on and everything.
Oh,
you
got
to. We were there. And, you know, it's cool. Everyone, you know, we're feeling the vibe. Everyone's rocking XO and shit, you know. And we go up to give our tickets. They're like, IDs. We take them out. Dude takes like one look at them.
No!
And he's like, okay, this is fake. You're not getting in. He takes our tickets. He takes our IDs. And we're like, oh, man. And I was like, yo, can you give back our IDs? And they're like, no, it's illegal.
No,
we can't give you back something
illegal.
That's illegal.
Oh, shit.
So it was just.
Oh.
It sucks.
It's like
man.
He squashed you twice.
Yeah, twice. We literally.
Oh.
And then we just like, I mean, It was. I mean, whack, upsetting.
Yeah.
But I mean, we made the best of it. Me and my friend sat down. We smoked a joint. We ran into a guy who works at Bazaar, which is shut down now for a while.
Yeah.
It was cool. I saw Hawk. Said what up to Hawk.
Shout out
to Hawk. But that's it. You know, I didn't get in. That was kind of upsetting. You
definitely got to do it, man.
Yeah.
I think everybody in Toronto has got to go support the local
for
artists.
Sure, man. Especially if like I, you know, Weekend. I love the fucking Weekend, man. Since. House of Balloons, so
I think of all the people I know, you're probably one of the earliest. Of all the people I know, it was probably Drake and then you. That was the line of that was the chain
maybe,
of command when House
maybe.
Of Balloons came out.
But I don't know. It was a significant album in my life.
It's a good album,
so,
man. The whole trilogy.
The whole trilogy too. And you know, the first show he ever did was on my birthday.
Word.
And it was all ages, and I could have went, right? But you know where I was? I was in Russia. I wasn't even here.
Rough.
It was terrible, man. I just get teased by these shows. I was supposed to go to an ASAP Rocky show with Danny Brown, Schoolboy Q, bomb threat.
What?
Yeah.
Shit, that's kind of serious.
Yeah. And,
whoa.
Yeah, and the first time they just didn't make it across
to
Canada because everyone had criminal records or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's difficult with these shows right now.
Yeah.
So I just gave up until I'm 19, and then I'm gonna just hit up
then hit
everything.
Everything.
Like, everything.
Just be that dude.
I'm gonna be that dude.
Who's
gonna be a show like every week or something.
Yeah.
Like. There's a lot of cool stuff going on. Like, there's a Ben Trill event at the Hoxton on August 30th.
Yeah.
And I can't go because it's a club, but I'm, like, 1 year short. And it's man.
Nah,
so.
I remember when I, back in the day, when I was, before I was in Toronto, when my whole world was, like, from my house to the mall to school and back. Like, going to see any show was nothing to me. Second I came out to go to Ryerson, every show ever was a must. I think the first one I saw was, like, Chaos and Socrates at like
that's
North by Northeast.
Dope. Shit.
Actually, no, it was just Chaos. Socrates just came out at the end.
When was this? What
it was
year?
Probably 2010.
Damn. That's cool.
And like, it was just two of them. I'm like, I need to be at every show. So, like, especially every free show. Because there are plenty of free shows around the city.
Yeah.
You go to Harborfront.
Yeah, yeah. Rich Kid had one with Top Gully not too long.
I was trying to go to that.
No, I was camping. I was in Ontario, and I couldn't go.
Before we go on to the story, look at that van right there with the open door. What? Is that somebody sleeping?
I see a leg. I see a leg, but I think they just made chilling and hot.
Maybe it's just hot.
It might be
chilling. So for those of you who can't see, there's a car in traffic.
I know.
Not a car, a minivan, just chilling with the door open.
Door open, legs sticking out like it's nothing.
You gotta beat that heat.
It's chilling. Welcome
to Toronto. That's how we do it.
That's true.
But yeah, man.
Great white north, you know?
I remember I came... Yeah, they call this the land of ice and snow.
Yeah,
when it's hot,
not so much.
It's hot.
Yeah. But I mean, this winter was
all right.
Pretty good winter.
Except for like these two random snowstorms that came near the end.
Yeah.
Where the snow was just up to my knee.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
But you know, we didn't have that so much last year, so we just
I guess it just comes back.
It gives me hope in, you know, the Canadian winter that it's not gone to hell.
I'm hoping the Canadian winter isn't played out.
Yeah, exactly.
But we need that.
We need that.
We got to sell too many North Face jackets.
It's part of
the economy.
Part of the economy.
We got to keep ourselves
jackets,
moving.
Jackets, man. Or the Canada Goose jackets are just as big now, man.
Yeah, for real.
I feel like half of them are fake, though.
Yeah.
That hell expensive, and not everybody can afford that.
Yo, there's like a North...
I swear.
There's a North Face jacket that I swear to God has like a Canada Goose patch on the side.
Yeah.
I seen it. I'm like, there's
the jacket. It's not... I don't know if it's North Face, but...
Maybe it might not be North Face.
No, it has, but
Goose,
it has the geese on it.
Yeah,
it has
yeah.
the patch, and it's like...
It North, has Canadian geese.
And it says like North Goose or something. It's like...
So, whoa, come on for me with that jacket, bro.
It's like a blatant ripoff, but it's like not a ripoff because it's like dignified, but it's really not.
It's like you know exactly what you're trying to do when you try to make that jacket. Come on for
me. I mean, I'm sure it's a warm jacket. I'm sure
you'll
be fine.
If it keeps you warm,
you know, if you don't care about all that stuff, it's cool, but it's just kind of funny.
And there you have it. A couple of Toronto kids talking about being Toronto kids. If you're from the same city as us, I really hope you enjoyed that podcast as much as I did. If you're not, then I hope you got a glimpse into the world we live in around here. If you want to get a kickflip, you know, maybe you got to know him and you kind of like him now. You can find him on SoundCloud, Tumblr, and Instagram under the name Kickflip. That's spelled K-I-K-F-L-I-P. You can find Peter on Twitter at KickflipYYZ. And you could probably find him on YouTube under the name I Love 2 Kickflip. That's I-L-U-V, the number 2, and then Kickflip spelled K-I-K-F-L-I-P. And hey, maybe you want to get to know me a little bit. I mean, it'd be nice. It'd be thoughtful. Okay, you can at least lie about it and seem interested, okay? I'm almost done. Please, humor me. You can find me on YouTube under the name GeniusBoy88. You can find me on Twitter at ThatCSAGuy. And apparently, I still have a blog, ThatCSAGuy.blogspot.ca. Don't forget to check us out on Podomatic. ThatCSAGuy.podomatic.com. Leave a comment. You don't need an account. You can really just show up there and type booger. It'd be cool. I'd get it. I mean, hey, who doesn't love a good... This has gone on too long. Anyways, that wraps it up from here. You have been listening to the Fry Cook on Venus podcast for another week. And before we go, here's something for you. Like TJ Miller's mom says, the shortest distance between hope and despair is a good night's sleep. Thanks, Heather.